My name's Paul Edmondson from the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust.
I'm Erin Sullivan from the Shakespeare Institute.
And I'm Will Sharp, a visiting lecturer at the Shakespeare Institute also.
And we've just seen King John at the Royal Shakespeare Company. Will, what did you think?
It was an extraordinary production. It was incredibly busy. It was incredibly experimental.
All those balloons.
Yeah, well, the stage was a what? I mean, I'm just looking at the monitor right now. We're watching a sort of closed circuit monitor of the devastation on the stage after the production. There's a poor man on his hands and knees with a brush. There's just tons of graffiti, confetti, I mean, tons of balloons all over the place. And it really sort of is a symbol of what was a recurring motif throughout the play, which is that of a sort of the sort of devastated detritus of a party that's just come to an end. There's a real sort of hangover feel. Everything's just wrong.
Actually, you said graffiti instead of confetti, but in a way, the stuff on the stage acts like graffiti because it's indelible. Mm. When things were spilt on stage or moved on, they weren't moved. They stay there the whole production. So all of those balloons which fell at the double coronation, they remain bouncing around.
Yeah.
The bottles, the glasses that were used in the long extended wedding reception for Blanche and Louis the Dauphin weren't moved. And I rather admire that sense of you're making history, you're leaving your mark, and you can't change it. You've moved it on. Yeah. You can't move it on.
Kind of sit in the mess. I really liked that they weren't afraid to shove all of that out into the audience as well, because I was kind of looking down from the first gallery at people in the audience with balloons on them and confetti, and I think that was one of the things for me that really stood out about the production as a piece of theater is how in your face it was. And I actually found that really refreshing. You know, it's not necessarily a text that lots of people know well, so it's not necessarily one where you say, oh, we've got to remake it because everyone knows it. But I think what they did is they made a lot of sense of it, and they weren't afraid to really grapple with the text too. I think that it was a really intelligent and exciting reading of it, but it was also very active and proactive and creative reading.
I mean, a female bastard conflated with Hubert made it a much longer role, a female Cardinal Pandolf. I mean, I think this production has upset quite a few people, and it, you know, it wasn't full tonight.
No.
But I actually found myself kind of rooting for it, because I thought that, you know, somehow in this show they'd found a way of visually showing the bastardization of history, which I think the play does. I think the play is partly about a kind of very self-knowing, ironic history play. And maybe there's a kind of bastardization of what we'd expect from a Shakespeare production going on in this show. You know, there's no chainmail, there's none of that kind of medieval costuming. It seems, you know, thoroughly modern and uncompromisingly so. Maybe they don't even go far enough with it, actually. Maybe they could have gone further. They could have gone further. What next?
Yeah, no, there was elements of it that actually reminded me in a strange way of being back at the Courtyard with the Henry VI plays, and the kind of just the excitement of the theater, the way that they use the space, they use it up, they use it across, they get the audience involved. And also, unfortunately, it reminded me a bit of being in those Henry VI plays when the audiences were a bit sparse, because I think with some of the plays that people don't automatically recognize, and they're doing something maybe a bit different. I mean, the aesthetic of this production was very different from the Henry VI's, but there were things that were similar, you know, really conceptual, symbolic choices, really strong female performances, and a really strong King John. I'm getting all excited. King John as well.
And a clear telling of the story. And for me, the language rang out loudly and clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was there was a real clarity to it, and I think that sort of transposing of... I mean, it was an unfamiliar play to a lot of people, but to those of us to whom it is familiar, I thought that it really... Lots of things that I'd sort of just kind of washed over me every time I'd read it or seen it just really came out. It was really... And I thought the choice of the female bastard was fine. It wasn't distracting, and it did slightly alter the complexion of the role, and certainly altered the relationship of the bastard to King John, but not so much that it felt like a sort of needless reinvention of the play. I mean, it kept it made a kind of sense, and it kept a strong kind of clarity.
Well, it's probably time for us to leave and wander back and continue our musings.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thanks very much, everyone. Cheers.
Thank you.